The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined in studio by Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and consultant to the RIAC. Buying a second-hand car, it is big business.
Yeah, it is big business. There's about 120,000 new car sales last year, and that's the number that everybody looks at. But in fact, in any given year, there are 2.5 times as many second-hand car transactions. So it's well over 250,000 times a year as somebody buys a second-hand car. And most people do well out of that, but it's fraught with pitfalls, if you like, and lots of things that you could make mistakes on.
How can you avoid the pitfalls?
Well, there's a few obvious things, and I assume you're not going to spend a lot of money on a car without doing some basic Googling, but you will come across the basics. Do a history check on the car. Cheap as chips. You'll get it for less than €20, good quality history check. You'll see if it's ever been crashed, what its ownership history is, its NCT history.
Financial history?
Financial history sometimes, and it depends on the quality of the history check. But if there's hire purchase owed on it,
That
will show up. So depending on how much money you're spending on how much car, you can do other things as well. For example, you can get a professional inspection carried out on a car before you buy it. Now, if you're going to spend €3,000 on a 10-year-old car that'll do you to potter around locally, maybe you don't want to invest that sort of money. If you're spending €50,000 on that second-hand Merc that looks terrific, you'd kind of be crazy not to. So I suppose how careful you want to be depends on how much money you want to spend.
Where do you buy from? Are you better off going to a main dealer and getting one of their brands once you've decided you want a Nissan or you want a Renault or a BMW, whatever it is?
In my view, dealer is always best. You'll pay a little more for it, but you have recourse, you have comeback. If something goes wrong with the car, dealer can usually do something to sort it out for you. There's an there's a dispute mechanism if you really fall out with them.
And there's a warranty normally.
And there's a warranty that normally comes with it. And they will have done, in ordinary business practice, they'll have checked that car before they sell it.
You know the long warranties you get with many cars, with 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, and then if it's an EV, the battery may be guaranteed for even longer than that. What voids those kind of warranties?
Well, big caveat there, main dealer service history all the way through. It's possible that the warranty could be compromised if that's not maintained. So you'll want to see that on the car's logbook. Once your car gets out of warranty, you can get it serviced anywhere. There's plenty of good places we can service your car for you. But while it's in warranty, stay with main dealers. And you'll want to see that in the history of a car that you're buying. Again, €50,000 on that lovely second-hand executive car that you've got your heart set on is one investment. €3,000 for a runaround that you just want to be safe and secure is a different scale of investment, and you probably won't.
Now, what's the EV secondhand market like? Because unless you have a lot of cheaper EVs on the market, they won't really spread as they should.
Yeah, and we've spoken about that before. There's a shortage of EVs in the secondhand market just because it's new technology. It's coming along. On Dundeal.ie, they reported about, between 3,500 and 4,000 secondhand EV sales per year, which is not a tiny amount, and it certainly is growing. Now, it's only about 4% of the transactions that Dundeal look at, but it's starting to happen. And they, people will tell you that they mightn't hold their value. That doesn't seem to be the case. There does seem to be developing a decent little market for them. One thing that inhibits, though, is people fear that the new technology will make the old technology obsolete. So it's a little bit like having an older version of an iPhone. It becomes less attractive secondhand. So to some degree, I think that has inhibited
sales. But the price should reflect that anyway.
Price does reflect that. And remember that an ordinary car, in inverted commas, it was ever thus. I mean, the silliest way to buy a car financially is to be the first fella who buys it, because the very first thing it does is drop 20% in value.
Now, what about imports? Are they still a factor in the market?
Yes. Around about 50,000 per year. Thereabouts come in either from GB or from Northern Ireland, a tiny amount from elsewhere, but it's mostly GB and Northern Ireland. It's a little more complicated to do post-Brexit. Coming in from Northern Ireland, it's now the regulations as set out in the Windsor framework. But in practical upshot, you have to tell revenue when you bring it in, and there will be a bill. If it's coming in from the UK and it's a new car, there's VAT as well as VRT. If it's coming in from the UK secondhand, you will pay VRT. Yeah.
Now, the dealer, some dealers specialise in imports, and they will do all the heavy lifting for you, but there will be a premium on the price.
And you'll pay for that service. Now, to me, that's still a good deal, because, you know, they're good at this. They do it all the time. Let them handle all of that. You can do it yourself. You can tootle off to Wales on the ferry and drive back in a Merc if you want to. But caveat emptor. There was evidence a few years ago, I shouldn't say this because, you know, it's a bit smoke and mirrors, but there was some evidence of MOT failures being dumped into the Irish market. Okay. And you've got, you know, that much less recourse. You're going outside the EU, let alone outside the state. Mm. So I would reckon trust a specialist
now,
for that.
Speaking of secondhand cars, the RIAC is having a pioneer run. How old are these cars?
This will be a bit of fun. This is on Saturday and Sunday coming up in Moy Valley, County Kildare, the RIAC's annual pioneer run. We'll have over 100 cars that are over 100 years old. And they're all maintained beautifully by loving owners. And they come from far and wide. Some come in from the UK and further afield. So you'll see things like Model T Fords and the old Austins. And you can talk to the enthusiasts that are keeping them on the road. They're a marvellous sight. So they'll be in County Kildare. They'll be rallying in Moy Valley. And on Sunday, they'll be tootling around a local route. So a wonderful, colourful caravan of them, if you get a chance to take a look.
Finally today, there's a story on the Irish Daily Mail about Eamon Ryan getting, I suppose, one in the eye from the government by, well, it's actually it's Transport Infrastructure Ireland, isn't it, or the National Roads Authority, are spending 6 million on four little roads that Eamon Ryan didn't want funded until next year.
Yeah, so maybe it's a little bit of a poke in the eye, or maybe it's a bit of an overstatement. It's not a huge amount of money, clearly, 6 million euro.
On four different roads?
Well, yeah.
Can't be doing much.
Relatively small beer. But the point is that Eamon Ryan had said no additional spending on roads until January, and this funding, you know, got around behind him. So, look, it's not a huge amount of money, but the important point to be made here is it is ridiculous to delay shovel-ready projects of any sort that we know we want to progress because of some sort of reason that you don't want to fund it because it's roads. We need to build lots of things, lots and lots of things. And every project like that that we have, we should not be delaying for what are essentially bureaucratic reasons. Even if it's small beer, we need to get on with these things.
Conor Faulkner, transport commentator, consultant to the RIAC. Thank you very much for joining us. Next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.